Slate.com's Double X Factor column is Slate women writing about politics, etc. A lot of it has been about Hillary and feminism and how to think about this election. Emily Bazelon from Slate's Washington office, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks so much.
And Megan O'Rourke by phone. Megan, you have a big post up at Double X saying that Hillary's problem this year actually was that she was not feminist enough. What do you mean by that?
Hillary ran away from the revolutionary aspects of her own candidacy and misjudged the appetite of voters, particularly younger voters, for something transformative, for a transformational candidate rather than a candidate who would be playing politics as usual.
You know, Madeline was talking to me about your column yesterday, and she said, but if Hillary had done that, wouldn't she have really opened herself up for other criticism, people saying, oh, she's a woman running and she's not tough. She's damned if she does, she's damned if she doesn't.
Maybe, except that playing the politics as usual in sort of a insider Washington way where she's acting like a man, she kept comparing herself to a man. She compared herself to Rocky Balboa. Senator Evan Bay compared her, you know, praised her, quote, testicular fortitude. There was this kind of rhetoric of manliness surrounding her that I think if she had seized the bull by the horns and said, I may not win, but I am doing something no one has ever done before, and I have the courage of my convictions about that. She would have left a legacy that is very different from the one that she's leaving, and I think it would have been an inspirational and a really joyous one.
Emily, you've been writing about the signals that Senator Clinton is sending, especially with that speech Tuesday night when I think people were expecting something different than what they got.
Yeah, I think she gave the wrong speech. And as I was listening to it, my heart started sinking. She started out on this commendable, the right note of praising Obama. And then she was really still focused on her own campaign and talking in a veiled way about herself as the better candidate, which just seemed to me out of sync with the moment. But I do feel the most defensive of Hillary Clinton when she's down. And this is one of those moments for me.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Megan had this great line in her piece where she talked about how a lot of young women she's talked to are frustrated with Hillary, but also ambivalent in their frustration. And part of the problem Hillary faced in not injecting the joy into her campaign was kind of a generational expectation. She comes from an older generation of women than Megan and I do, one that feels like there are these hard lessons and that going about this in a kind of, you know, ecstatic, excited way hasn't worked.
What do you think about the signals that she is sending now? I'm still in this, and on Saturday she's going to do something, but I think we're still getting kind of mixed messages about exactly what that is.
I think two things are going on. One is about leverage, I assume, whether it's the vice presidency she wants or something else. This is her moment. She still has these delegates she controls and all these supporters. And the party is understandably nervous about angering all the people who voted for her. So there's that. And then, you know, this is a bit of pop psychology, but I would imagine if I were Hillary Clinton, it would be very hard to move on from this moment. You know, she won several of the major contests in the last part of this campaign. She's had almost equally strong standing with Obama, and now she has to face the fact that she's not going to be the nominee, and I think it's just taking her a little longer than some of us would like it to.
No candidacy that I can recall for the presidency has ended this way, has ended with someone not willing to come out and say, okay, the other person won, I lost, I'm getting out.
But she is going to say that, right? I mean, it's
yeah.
Taking her a few days. She's going to have to stand up there, probably not just hold Obama's hand, but also give him a big hug and really go out and campaign for him. Or else I think her future in the Democratic Party, you know, she'll be blamed if he loses. And I can't imagine she wants that.
This is women writing about politics. How do you view this through that lens? This is not just another candidate. This is a woman.
Well, I think what Emily was talking about the ambivalence that many female journalists feel, but also many female voters, many citizens feel about Hillary is really crucial, that there are moments when you feel you can discuss the race or think about the race not only through the narrow lens of gender. But like Emily, I feel most powerfully for Hillary when she's down, and actually the other day when there was a rumor going around that she was going to step down on Tuesday, I got emails from so many of the women I had been previously talking to who were quite frustrated with her, suddenly saying, we feel really bad for her now. Oh, I really relate to her now. So there's just this profound back and forth that I think a lot of women writing about politics feel. There is a kind of emotional connection. I mean, when I turn on the TV and there's a female presidential candidate there, I definitely feel something that's a kind of emotional surge.
I agree with that. And I also think that even if Hillary didn't run exactly the campaign I would have liked her to, I have this enormous pride in her accomplishment. She has been masterful throughout, and she is hopefully, I think, going to leave the race on a very graceful note that will allow women to really celebrate her accomplishments.
Slate.com is having a live blog later today for the Double X Factor, where you all are going to interact live with readers and contributors. What are you expecting from that?
That's such a good question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Megan.
One of the most interesting things about writing about this campaign, to the extent that I have, has been hearing from citizens, hearing from voters who have said what I think are some of the most interesting things about the campaign, you know, that I wish that there was a way to bring everyone's voices into the media discussion more. So I'm very curious to see what kinds of questions. I think we'll get a real range of feeling about Hillary, because there are obviously a lot of people who are her real supporters and are sorry that she's going to have to drop out of the race.
I hope we hear from her supporters, because I think that there's going to be an opportunity for a big conversation among women, you know, online, in chat forums, in coffee shops, in book clubs, about what this race has meant. And I hope that we can all start bridging our differences. There's been a lot of kind of gloomy talk, and I'm sure we're going to hear about how Hillary's loss was the death of organized feminism. But I don't think either of those things are true, and I think it's really time for women to start figuring out how to come together after what has felt like a breach.
I wanted to second that. I think it's not going to be the death of organized feminism. I think it's going to be a galvanizing beginning of something. I really do think that. I think it will be a bit awkward in the interim period as people get over their bruises and their sense of kind of being scarred from some of the divisiveness that's emerged. But I think it started a conversation that will continue.
Megan O'Rourke and Emily Bazelon, they're contributing writers to the Double X Factor column at Slate.com. Thank you both.
Thanks
for having us.